If you got your Bibles, open them up to the book of Galatians. The 66th chapter. Let me know when you find it. How many of y'all actually looking for the 66th chapter? The 6th chapter. Amen. Thank you very much, Brother Green. Well, we praise him, amen. Everybody got the 6th verse, the 6th chapter? 6 and 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. The word of the Lord says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all things, through wisdom and knowledge and through understanding and through the word of God. You are responsible to communicate. Amen. Somebody say communicate. That means to share with. You are responsible to share with. And in sharing, I'm not talking about with your mouth, but I'm talking about with your life. You are supposed to communicate or share with them that which you have been taught. The problem is, what is it that we've been taught? What are we teaching ourselves? What understanding are we getting for ourselves? Because whatever you get is what you're going to portray. Whatever you take in is what you're going to give out. So it's very important that what we take in is a true word and a sure word and a powerful word and an anointed word, so that out of your life will flow a true word and a pure word and an anointed word. Because we are headed in, we are already in days right now where the only thing that you're going to have to stand on is the word of God. You think you may be able to stand on your prayer, but you will not. It will take the word. You think you will be able to stand on your fasting, but you will not. It will be the word. You think you will be able to stand on your gifts, but it will not. It will be the word. We're living in a day where the only thing that's going to get you through what you're going through is a sure and a true word that is already planted and seeded in your life, so that it can bring forth fruit that you'll need. Fruit that you can't buy, fruit that you can't ask for, but fruit that you'll already have. There's going to be nights in your life when you will have to have peace. That's a fruit. There will be nights and times in your life when you'll have to have love. That is a fruit. There is times when you will have to have goodness. That is a fruit. There is a time when you will need long suffering. That is a fruit. There is times when you will only have faith to stand on. You won't have your finances. You won't have your friends. You won't have your family. You won't have your friends. All you'll have is your faith to stand on. That is a fruit. So it's important that we understand that we get the word of God in our lives and we stand on the word of God, because that's what's going to get you through. So it's important that which you are taught, you have to understand, because with all your understanding, you get knowledge, and with all your knowledge, you get what? Wisdom. And with all your wisdom, you have the ability of God to make it through the storm. You know, good fishermen can't stand in the storm if they don't have any idea what they do. Those that only been fishing for a little while go out there, and when the big storms come, they don't make it back to shore. But those that have been in it for a while, they know that when the storm comes and when the wind begins to swirl and when when the waves get high, they know how to set that boat in a certain condition or in a certain place so that it doesn't get flipped over, or it doesn't take on water, because they come to an understanding and now know what they have to do. The word of God teaches you how to stand. The word of God teaches you how to have peace when there's no peace. The word of God teaches you how to have joy when you don't have joy. The word of God teaches you how to believe that you're healed when your body doesn't feel like it's healed. The word of God teaches you how to have faith when there is nothing around you that is manifesting that would give you the ability to think that there is something going to take place. This is what the word of God does. This is what we do. This is what we communicate to each other. And then it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. The word not means not depending on your feelings. Don't get caught up on how you feel, deciding on what's going on in your life. Feelings will trick you. Feelings will seduce you. Feelings will mess you up. Feelings will lead you down a path that you don't want to go down. Feeling will destroy your heart. Feelings will destroy your strength. Feeling will steal your joy. You don't want to get caught up on your feelings. That's why it says, be not deceived. Don't get tricked by your feelings, because your feelings will make you think something that ain't actually there. Hallelujah. Because God is not mocked. Most folks talk about the Lord like he's some kind of joke. Like he's just some big guy sitting on the throne with nothing to do but throw out gold. He's throwing out some stuff, but it ain't gold. He's throwing out some brass and some copper and some pain and some sickness and some deliverance. It depends on where you are in God and what your understanding is, what you grab onto. But don't let your feelings trick you into thinking that he don't know what's going on, because your feelings will seduce you and trick you into thinking that God don't know what's going on. But because whatsoever a man soweth, what you plant is what you're going to get. I have found that out in this life, that what you plant, you get. A lot of times you plant stuff and you don't expect to get it back, but it's coming back to you. And a lot of times when it comes back, it don't come back the way you expect it to come back. Amen. It's got to be watered and nurtured and grown so that it'll come back. Be careful what you sow. Be careful what you plant. Be careful what you stick in the ground, because what you stick in the ground is going to come back up out of the ground. And a lot of times, if it's the wrong thing, it will bite you. You can dress a pit bull up like a poodle if you want to, and put a sweater on a pit bull, and you can do what you want to do to him, but guess what? He's still a pit bull. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what our feelings are like, pit bulls. It tricks us and it seduces us and it maneuvers us into places that we don't need to be and we don't want to be, so that we'll miss out on what God has for us. Don't you sow into ground that ain't going to bring forth good fruit, because if you do, you're going to get back what you sow. For one thing about it, for he that soweth to his, you notice it says soweth to what? His. It didn't say nobody else's. It said, for he that soweth to his flesh. What that means is, what you sown out of your own flesh. Every mess that I've gotten myself into, I've sown out of my own flesh. I've sown out of my emotions, and I've sown out of my feelings, and I've sown out of what I thought was right, and I've sown what I felt was right, and it didn't turn out to be right, because when it came up out of the ground, Brother Tim, it wasn't what I expected. Huh? Don't you think for one minute that you're going to sow hurt and it ain't going to come back. It's coming back. Quiet in here. For if you allow the old nature to have its way in your life, you're going to reap corruption. And God never intended for us to reap corruption. When he saved us and delivered us, he planned for us to reap everlasting life. He never planned for us to reap corruption, but we have a way of corrupting ourselves. It's getting quieter now. I got quiet too. But if you sow to the Spirit, I found out, Brother Lil John, that you can't sow to the Spirit through your flesh. Folks trying to sow through the Spirit through their emotions and according to what they feel and according to what they hear and what they see. And the only one thing you're going to get is what you see. That's incredible, ain't it, Brian Johnny? I don't know why we think we can sow what we see and get something other than that. It is what it is. And baby, it'll mess you up. It'll rip you apart. It'll tear you down. It'll mess your life up. And then we can sit back and blame it on the devil all we want, and he had nothing to do with it. He didn't have nothing to do with how you feel. He didn't have nothing to do with what you put in the ground. You put it in the ground. I put my own mess in the ground. And what I get back? Mess. You can only get what you sow. That's why you have to be careful. Don't think God is a fool or he ain't going to make you get back what you sowed. You're going to get it. Ask me how I know. So we have to sow to the Spirit. By sowing to the Spirit, that means that we have to make changes in our mindsets. We have to make changes in our lives. There has to be a transformation that takes place so that we can renew ourselves after the Spirit and through the Word of God so that we can set ourselves up to be what God wants us to be. Because this life is only to separate you from who God has already called and anointed you to be. Your life was predestinated in the beginning of time of what God has for you and what God has planned for you. We are the ones that separate ourselves from that goal. I always tell you, you control your own destiny. You control your destiny. No man, no woman, no animal, no bird, no imp, no nothing controls your destiny. You control your destiny. And it's in the Word of God that you control your destiny. Sometimes the Word going to take you down paths that you don't want to go down. Sometimes the Word going to make you hurt when you don't want to hurt. Sometimes the Word is going to make you feel when you don't want to feel. Sometimes the Word is going to make you see things that you really don't want to see. The Word is going to make you hear things that you don't want to hear. Because we want to think that everything is always all right. We want to think that everything is always joyful. And we want to think everybody always got our backs. My God. But I want to reap everlasting life. I want to reap everlasting life, Elder Paulette. That means sometimes you got to let some things go. And you got to do what God tell you to do. And it hurts to do what God tell you to do. Because one thing I found out about flesh, it don't love nothing but flesh. And let us not be weary in well-doing. See, when you reap to your flesh or when you sow seeds that bring forth destruction in your life, you become weary. Because then you wonder, all the things that you've done, what have they amounted to? What have you done? When you look back on your life, what progress have you made? Who have you blessed and who have you encouraged? Who have you strengthened? Who have you uplifted? Then you have to flip the script and ask yourself, who have you destroyed? Who have you torn out? Who have you beat up on? Who have you did? You have to do it on both sides, so that you don't lose heart. It's easy to lose heart, because it says, for in due season we'll reap. Lord have mercy, will you reap? You're going to reap. I have reaped some pain that I can't even describe to you. There ain't words in the dictionary for me to explain to you some of the pain that I have reaped. And it is not because Elder Norma sold my seed or Associate Pastor Relifer sold my seed, but it's because I sold my seed. So don't lose heart, because you're going to collect and you're going to harvest. But the good thing about it is, in due time means in its own and in its proper time. God is still able. Somebody say it again. Somebody say it. God is able. God is able. We may not be, but he is. And that's what gives me the strength to understand that I can make it. That I can keep going. That I can keep standing. Because he is able. That I can believe God. That I can have confidence in God. Because he's able. Because in due season, I'm going to harvest, whether I sow to the flesh or I sow to the spirit. And I got news to you. If you're trying to sow both, you're going to get something you don't want. You're going to get something that's totally out of control. It's something you can no longer handle. Because it's called carnality. And it don't know which way it want to go. Only thing it knows is that it's going. And it's going to tear down everything that's in front of it. Amen. So it says, I'm closing. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Baby, you better watch what you do. You better watch what you do. I'm going to say it again. You better watch what you do. Because it may not come back to you now. They use all kind of words. They say it may come back, come round circle. They can say what they want to say. But the word of God says, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. It's just that simple. We can make out of it whatever we want to make out of it, but it is what it is. So we reap it. And then when we start reaping it, we start complaining about it. And we start blaming it on the devil. And we want to blame it on our mamas. And we want to blame it on our daddies. And we want to blame it on somebody. But we don't want to accept responsibility for what we just reaped. As soon as you can accept responsibility for it, as soon as you can get through it. Y'all don't hear me. Everybody stand.